Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And joining me today, I have the wonderful First Reserve / Ryan Conahan. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Thanks, Felix. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's a bit rainy outside, but, you know, the vibes are still high in the studio, so it's not too bad.
That's good. It's actually a really nice day here in Port Nicholas.
Really?
So I'm grateful for that.
The weather, I feel like, in general, has been, like, great recently. It's, like, Swelteringly hot.
I've been, like, trying not to say the thing about good weather. And
You can't beat welly on a good day. It's true.
Yeah, you really can't.
There are cocktails named after that saying, because of how true it is. Yeah, well, I feel like we're both from Welly. Do you want to talk about kind of like how you got started in music? How do you get your start in Wellington?
I moved here in 2021. Mm-hmm. Before that, I lived in Queenstown, and I was for the longest time playing in a band called Haven, and then I went my own way in 2023, and kind of just recorded a bunch of songs with my friend Joe, and then more recently I've just made an EP with Tarn PK, who's an awesome artist also based up here, and we just put it out last week, so
yeah, it's called excited. There's a God. Definitely give it a listen. Super cool. Yeah, how did you end up, like, I don't know, it's quite a good EP. How did you end up kind of putting it together, like?
We recorded a bunch of songs and I wanted to put out an album, and then I think we did about 10 songs initially, and listening to all of them, I was like, it's just not that good like, all together.
Was it just it wasn't like the energies or the vibes weren't, you know, mashing together correctly? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I think even as it stands, there's a few different vibes going on the project, but it was just a bit too chaotic before that, so we did a bit of refining and
just to make sure it's not too eclectic, the collection. I get that. Does that mean there's a, you know, maybe another future release coming up
absolutely. I think I'm working on the follow-up, and I think that's almost done.
Wow.
Should hopefully next year.
Just yeah,
if I can stop being so lazy,
just rapid fire.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, it's the EP is, in parts, it's, you know, it's great. Multi instrumentalist, so many different sounds. At parts, it's quite raw and like intimate as well.
Yeah.
How does it feel? Like, how do you get your? I guess I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. How do you go about putting your kind of these raw emotions into lyrics and into sound?
Well, I think I wrote all the songs just by myself before I took them into the studio, which I think the best way to kind of really channel some of those more intense kind of emotions. It was like, because I think I just would struggle to really dig that deep in front of somebody else.
And you don't want, like, I guess, editorializing over your personal lyrics as well.
Exactly. Not to say we didn't change things in the studio, but they're definitely with the lyrics. I definitely was just like, I need to be in my room with a guitar. That's the only way I can get this out. Sharing, like, having those songs out now is cool, and I'm glad that people are resonating with them, because I think when I was like sitting with them by myself for so long, I was like, is this just like a me thing? Like, are people actually gonna like this? You know, like, but I think so far the response has been good. So,
yeah. No, it's definitely sounded like it's been a big hit. I mean, you've had some cool reviews. You know, Vic, The Salient, Ended Music has written a piece. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you are a multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments do you play?
I play bass. Bass is like my main instrument. Nice. And I play that live with the band. And then, obviously, I play a bit of guitar and piano is kind of what I had been working on up to the release, because the last song, the title track, is very piano driven.
Yeah,
that was fun, because I think it's just such like an awesome instrument.
I know, it's great, just building piano crescendo. It's kind of amazing. Are there any more instruments that you'd like to like pick up at some point?
I really have always, I know it is like guitar adjacent, but my favorite like sound in the world is just like great like lap steel, pedal steel guitar. And like, ooh, I think playing that would be a totally different experience, but I haven't had the opportunity to give it a crack yet. So
damn,
that would be
maybe
awesome.
Yeah, for a future EP or even album. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you so from Welly, do you have any favorite venues, like places that you like to play at?
Well, I actually work at the bar at San Fran.
Oh, you work at San Fran. San Fran is up there for sure. San Fran's real cool.
I think I might be biased.
It's also free advertising.
There are some awesome venues like all around the city, like Meow and Bahala, of course, are like,
yeah,
like cornerstones. And Vogelmorn is really nice. I've been there a few times.
I feel like a fraud. I've never even heard of that one.
It's like up in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah,
it is. That hill is hard.
It's a tough climb for sure.
But it's an awesome venue. It's a really cool. I've been to like mostly like folk kind of shows there.
Cool.
Oh, we have Meow Nui as well. Now,
yeah, Meow Nui. That's relatively new. I'm going to a show there in March actually.
Oh, what are you gonna go see?
Oh, Black Country New Road.
Oh, rad. Yeah. I may just be there as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Wellington, yeah, great local music scene. How does it feel being a part of that? It's kind of like a very storied, very rich.
It feels really cool. I think at first, like when I started getting into it, I was a bit daunted because I was growing up in Queenstown, the local music scene is a lot smaller. And then you suddenly move to a city and there's heaps of amazing and talented people, but the best part about the scene here is that everyone's so nice and open.
Yeah.
So I feel really privileged to be a part of it, and especially not just making music, but working at a venue, you feel just so like, you feel like you're a part of the community, which is great. It's awesome. There's so many cool bands and artists here.
Totally. You've performed a lot, like alongside quite a few really cool ones as well. I was going to say my favorite out of the ones that you've done stuff with is probably There's a Tuesday. Any shows or like tours or anything that stand out to you that you remember quite fondly?
Well, that was a really fun show.
Yeah,
as well, because I've known those guys for maybe like 3 or 4 years now. So getting to like support them was freaking awesome.
Yeah,
and it's been a similar kind of story with Park Road.
Yeah,
up in Tamaki, like we opened for them in October. And yeah, we all kind of met through the Rock Quest scene in high school. So it's cool that we're all like still making music and get to play shows together and stuff like that.
Sick.
But within Wellington, like hands down, some of my favorite bands to play with are Dropper and Debt Club.
Oh, they're both so good.
They're unreal. Like,
yeah, saw Dropper at Great Sounds Great this year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, they're rad. Super, super cool.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go see them tonight. They've got their album release show. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've got... Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, absolutely. Next month, we're supporting Nine Lives Narrow at their show at San Fran, which is a stacked lineup. I'm really, really honored to be a part of that, Bill. And that is our last Wellington show for the year. And then we're playing at Rhythm and Vines.
Oh, yeah.
For New Year's, which is going to be a lot of
fun. That's big.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I don't know what to expect. But
yeah.
I hope it's going to be...
Expect a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope. Fingers crossed, you know. But, yeah, the lineup is stacked as well for that, so...
Yeah. Cool. I hope it's not as hot as I heard Laneway was at the start of the year.
Yeah,
Everybody was frying.
Last year, I went and I was just in desperate need of water.
Yeah. They need to put a well in the middle of these festivals.
It's just like summer, you know? It just gets so crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be a dream to play.
Laneway, in the future, hopefully.
It's just the coolest festival, right? Like, so rad.
Yeah. You said bass was your kind of your primary instrument. I'm not great at it, but bass is the only instrument that I play. So I'd like I'm kind of interested to hear in your who are your top bassists, if you even have some.
I did play a lot of like jazz stuff in high school, so I was super into Jakob Storius, which I feel is like,
yeah,
after if you play bass you have to like love him, which is so fair enough. He was like incredible. And then when I kind of got more into like bass songwriting, the bassist who was in Hers, you know the band Hers?
Yes.
Yeah, his name was Auden, Lodding, I believe. And
yeah,
he just had some like tasty melodic bass lines, and it's a real like treat listening to those.
Yeah,
but even more recently, like, I was listening to like some old Beatles songs, and I was like, holy, like, Paul McCartney is like such a crack bassist.
Yeah.
And like easy to overlook because everything else about those songs is so great, you know, but there's so like, there's so much movement, and he's like obviously like singing while doing it as well.
It's true. And that's the hardest part.
Yeah, that is crazy. So yeah.
Do you sing while you play bass?
I do. Yeah. But
how's that? Cause that is incredibly hard.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a wee while, so I'd say used to it, but I just find it more fun than guitar, and love to guitar, but I think bass is just like,
it's just mind. Plucking the strings is a bit more engaging.
Yeah.
I feel
so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. No, totally. I feel like this is maybe too late in the interview to ask this, but like for people who haven't ever heard of First Reserve or you, how would you, what is the project? Like, how would you describe yourself?
I think I would describe it as just, you know, danceable rock pop music, but with a lot of feeling.
Yeah.
Think, in the lyrics. And that's what I want. I want to be able to like connect with people who are listening in the audience or wherever. And, that's what I hope to get out of it. If you can relate to any of the songs, then that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a
pretty awesome description. I like it.
I also like that. I want to stress that it's fun and it's dance, because that's my favorite thing about going to music gigs and stuff.
Just
like
jumping
that.
Up and down, enjoying the vibe.
Having
totally.
A group. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If anyone out there is liking the sound of it, please listen to First Reserve. Where's the best way to find you? You have a Bandcamp.
Yep, got a Bandcamp. We've got CDs of this new EP on there as well. So
yeah,
gonna be. I've been shipping those out.
Yeah, you'll also have maybe I hope CDs at the shows you've got coming up as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Bandcamp is the preferred way, but we are on like all services.
Yeah,
and
buy Bandcamp. It's ethical.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all for Bandcamp. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, totally. Yeah, go buy all the albums, buy the EP on Bandcamp. Go to the gigs. Do you have what are the dates?
The Nine Lives Narrow show is, I believe, on the 14th of December. And then
rad.
Anyone listening finds themselves at Rhythm of Vines, then we're playing on the 30th.
There, yeah.
On the Garden Stage, come watch us. Promise rad. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining. It's been nice talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I hope you have a great day. The sun won't go down in Wellington for quite a bit still, so.
Oh, yeah, I think I've still got enough time for a little evening walk.
Yeah, so. Totally.
That's going to be me.
You got an evening 4-hour walk and the sun's probably still there.
Probably, yeah. Like.
Well, thanks so much. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you.
I'll catch you later.
Cheers.
Woo. How was that? Ryan Conahan, First Reserve. Pretty cool. Fast rising indie rocker from Welly. Give them a listen, totally. Yeah, give them a listen. The EP, There's a God, has just come out, and go to the gigs, you know, and R&B, and buy the Bandcamp. Speaking of First Reserve, I'm going to play Your Door is Always Open, which is one of the songs he released today. Or not today, one of the songs he released this year. So if you like the vibe, you know, check him out. But yeah. In 15 minutes, we have the Rad Times gig guide, so keep it locked until then.
You know, Seebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.